Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am pumped that you're here for today's episode. We're talking about initiation season. This is going to be a saucy, like fiery little episode. It's going to literally light a fire under your booty. I'm picturing us like we're girlfriends chatting over spicy margaritas. Although I know a lot of you, maybe you specifically listen into the show when you're in the shower. If so, you're going to be tossing your loofah in the air for this one because truly, this is going to be impactful. I love this quote from Glennon Doyle. She says, "The braver I am, the luckier I get." And when I hear that, the braver I am, the luckier I get, I think about how important it is that we take radical responsibility for the life that we want. And I ask myself often, like, how can I take more initiative in my own life? And today we're going to talk just about that initiation season, baby. We're doing this together. So here's the thing. When I say initiation, I want you to think of an area in your life that you're like, yep, I acknowledge I'm showing up for this area, but you actually really do want to take it to the next level. We are moving out of this like lip service, talking about the things that we want stage and into the action stage. Maybe for you, it's action that you need to take and like initiation that you need to take about your health or your female friendships or your relationship with your significant other. Or maybe your career just kind of feels kind of bleh, like mediocre right now, or your business isn't going the direction that you want. We are not doing this lip service thing anymore. Together, we're going to initiate some freaking action. And the pressure of it feeling like it has to be a light switch, like it's all on or all off, that feels like a lot. And it also can result in you burning out. So I actually want to kind of set this up where this is more of a dimmer switch, if that feels more aligned for you. We're going to talk about like one step that you can initiate to get moving in the right direction. It literally can be a tiptoe step. Maybe you can't have like a squad of girlfriends around you that you can connect with tomorrow and have these like depth of, you know, connection conversations that you're really craving, but you can ask yourself, what type of friendships do I want? How can I take initiative to build those types of relationships, right? Because not everyone that you meet or everyone that you're friends with, even for sake of this example, wants what you want. And I recently had this come up for me with a girlfriend where I recognized like, it's okay that we don't want the same depth of connection in our friendship right now in this season. Maybe this season is temporary. Maybe this is kind of a new chapter and our friendship is just evolving in a different way. But I do have to take initiative for what I need as a person. And you do too, especially if this is an area that you want to prove in, like in your relationships or in particular with your female friendships, which I know so many of you, maybe you specifically can resonate with this, where, you know, I'm in a season right now where I do have to be very, very cautious of who I am around because of the energy. I'm in a season where I have to be really intentional about who I'm surrounding myself with, especially because right now I'm really stretching a lot. Like I'm in a major growth season as a person and in, you know, my business, obviously planning my first live event for hundreds of women. Like I have to really recognize I need to feel supported. That's something that I'm looking for in female friendships. I'm relying on some of my closest girlfriends a lot more than I usually do to pour belief into me right now. I actually normally am the person who's pouring belief into a lot of other people, but I'm really relying on my community to help me, right? And, you know, I know that I also need really big thinking girlfriends around me in this season because we become a byproduct of the expectations of our peer group, right? So the expectations of the women that I'm surrounding myself with, I want to be around people that want exceptional careers and businesses and marriages and health and just really want to have these like deep connected friendships. Like I need that right now. And there's nothing wrong with my girlfriends who aren't maybe big dreamers in their business or careers like I am. I love them, but I do have to take initiative for myself to curate an environment that's conducive to my growth, right? To find those women that are also expanders for me, and supportive of me in this season. Like, if we're connected on social media, you know, my husband, Cena, and I moved from Austin to Denver. And on Instagram stories, I've kind of been chronicling my making friends in a new city thing because we've been here for about 5 weeks now. And, you know, it can feel a little bit awkward in your 30s to go make new friends. But honestly, it's required that I take initiative. Like, I have to take initiative to go connect with other women. Otherwise, how am I going to have those high caliber friends around me? Right? Like, I have a lot of them all across the country, but like in person that I can meet up with. And honestly, I did a little like question box on Instagram stories. And so many of you mentioned that female friendships is an area that you're struggling with and that you actually even know that you're not taking the initiative that you need to take to build the type of friendships that you want. Or maybe you're telling yourself the story that, you know, girls are catty, or that you've got some BS story, you know, that you're telling yourself that you can't put yourself out there because you're more introverted, or you're not in a relationship, or you don't have kids, or you aren't XYZ and nobody's going to connect with you. And honestly, it's just not true. That story is not serving you. And maybe you've got wounds from your past of, you know, friendships or of women that have let you down or really hurt you. And I hear you, but you're going to have to take initiative. Like, you're just going to have to take initiative. You're going to have to understand, like, hey, let's buy into this idea that this is initiation season for us, right? You're going to have to push that side. This is initiation season for us. You're going to have to push that to the side and really just build up this belief in yourself that if you have this vision on your heart for these types of friendships, you're going to have to take action, right? If you need to make more of an effort with your female friendships, what are you doing in the next 24 hours? Can you text someone? Can you slide into someone's DMs? Can you join a Facebook community? Can you go, you know, get on your schedule a new workout class or attend a meetup? Right? Get something on your calendar. Even if it's scary, you're going to have to take initiative. Otherwise, you got to just stop complaining about it. And truthfully, I understand why you're complaining, because you're frustrated. And sometimes that discomfort and that frustration is exactly what we need to get ourselves to take action. You deserve it, right? And like, one of the reasons I even created Empower Her Live is for women that, you know, snag their tickets, you jump right into this Facebook community prior to the event. And we're seeing so many people that live in different cities all across the country that are connecting now. Like, it's going to be 500 people in the room in October. But I mean, it's so cool to see them connecting now 5 months before the event even happens, right? And especially for these like introverted people that, you know, identify as being more shy, they're like, screw it, I'm calling my shot. I'm freaking coming to this event. I'm buying my ticket, you know, but friend to friend, I love you. And I just want to recognize that, like, if this is an issue that's on your heart, I really want to encourage you and hopefully light a little fire in you, but to give you a little nudge in the right direction to take some initiative. And maybe for you, like, Casey, you're like, I'm not even resonating with this. It's not friendships. I'm doing great. Okay, awesome. I love that. I'm so happy for you. Maybe for you, it's in your career, right? It's asking yourself, what do I need to do now to take initiative, to take a step in the right direction? You might have heard my husband, Cena, and I on last Thursday's podcast episode. We're talking about the season that we're navigating right now, where he's trying to figure out what he's doing in the real estate world, right? And his brain doesn't work in the way that mine does, by like process of elimination, messy action. He's just not wired that way. And it actually feels a little bit overwhelming for him when there are a lot of options versus me. I see that as like tapas. I'm like, yeah, give me all the options, right? So the whole idea of jumping and the net will appear for him brings up a very real fear of failure that he doesn't know what's coming next. And maybe you can resonate with that, right? It's not something that I'm just going to try and pretend doesn't matter, or that we can just be like, yeah, screw it, just disregard that. It's something real, but we can still work with it. So how can you pick one tiny little thing that you can take initiative on? It doesn't have to feel like this like jolt to your system, right? If you're feeling kind of like bleh about any aspect of your life, or even anxious about a particular area in your life, you're like, that's the one that I need to take initiative on. And like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, it doesn't have to be a light switch. It can be a dimmer. It's finding these like little tiny micro goals or whatever you deem as like a healthy risk for you until you can build up that initiative muscle. And this becomes more normal for you. Today, we're talking all about taking initiative. And you know that health is a big area for me that I'm focusing on, and maybe it is for you too, which is why I decided to bring on our new sponsor of the podcast, Gut Personal. And the reason is because so many of our health problems and reasons why we feel kind of like blah, despite doing our best to work out and eat well and prioritize sleep and all of that, we don't even recognize that it's actually because of issues going on in our gut. And so many of the symptoms that we normalize in society about digestion or stress or skin issues or poops or bloating, all of it's not actually normal. But if we focus on healing our gut, we can fix it, right? We can have awesome energy, which will result in us actually wanting to take initiative in our life. And truthfully, if you're not familiar with Gut Personal, why I love them, they're a female-founded company, but they're changing the game in supplementation because they're giving you science-backed supplements that actually work to help you heal and support your gut. But instead of guessing what you might need or wasting a ton of money on stuff that's not even actually working for you, which is what I was doing when I was experiencing a lot of bloating and rashes, like 6 months before our wedding, I was freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? I'm just like buying all these supplements that I don't even know what I actually need. Then came Gut Personal. And what's cool is you can customize your supplements by going to their website. You take this free quiz and it's going to help you analyze what symptoms you might be experiencing, but actually get to the root of the problem. And it's really convenient because the quiz doesn't take you that long and it's going to give you the basic recommendations and why they actually work. And truth of the matter is I use 4 of Gut Personal products every single day. Sina actually uses 5. He uses the Rescue because he's had a lot of issues with allergies, which if that's you, it's cool because the Rescue helps break down histamines instead of blocking them. So it's not like a Band-Aid solution, but actually helps you with your allergies. Anyway, we use a lot of their products and it all came from us taking that quiz and figuring out how we could best support ourselves. So if you're having any of these weird issues, like don't feel like this. You can feel so much better. Head to gutpersonal.com/Keisha, take their quiz. And then of course you can use code Keisha since they're a sponsor of the show to get a sweet discount on any of their products. If you got questions, DM me, text me, you know where to find me. And I can't wait to hear what you think. So without further ado, let's dive back in. That being said, you might not be in a normal season. Maybe you're just navigating a lot more discomfort or a big transition that you've never been through before. So you got to take it back to the basics. This is super simple, but it works really freaking well, right? It's not like if you're struggling in your career that I'm telling you to say, you know, spend all of your nights now going on LinkedIn and messaging like 100 people a day, asking them what it is that they do in their career, trying to get clarity for you. I'm saying reach out to 2 people and see if you can get 30 minutes with them. Or connect with that one acquaintance person, you know, like that maybe you met through a friend or your significant other, and you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be awkward to reach out to this person. You're like, what am I going to say? This is awkward, blah, blah, blah. But like you say, screw it. It's initiation season, baby, right? So you're just going to do it. You're going to rip the Band-Aid. Again, it's not light switch. It's just tiny little actions in the right direction. Because if you know this person that's kind of an acquaintance with you, works in an industry that you're mildly curious about and you feel bleh about your own career, or you know that you're like, I got to get out of this environment, that one tiny step by just reaching out to her is going to help you feel like you're making progress to get yourself out of this career that's sucking your freaking soul. That is going to feel incredible. It's that tiny little moment of recognizing that you're taking radical responsibility. You're taking initiative. It feels so good in your body to get that dopamine hit. You deserve it. You need this, right? And even if you're not comfortable with a ton of risk, you're like, okay, like I'm more introverted. Like I don't like to go to these meetups. I don't like to reach out to people. I get it. That's great. But if that story isn't serving you, we've got to change the narrative. You got to put yourself out there just a little bit. Little steps are still deposits in your confidence bucket. They're massive confidence hits, especially when you're just starting, right? And another tactical thing that I like to do that just kind of popped into my head is I like to take inventory on my own calendar. And I ask myself, like, how can I take initiative to make sure that I love my freaking life, right? And for me, it's like looking at like, when's the last time that I did something for the first time? Like I love new experiences and growth. And maybe you do too. Like I love not knowing what the outcome's going to be, whether that's going to a new restaurant or going to a weird workout class. Or I actually just, I don't know if you've heard of this or if we are connected on Instagram, you might've seen. I got my eyebrows laminated and it's a whole thing. It's kind of like, if you've done it, you know, but if you haven't done it, you're like, what is she talking about? It's kind of like you get a perm on your eyebrows, which, okay, that sounds weird because it's not curly, but it's like flat. Anyways, I live with, my husband is Persian and he's got eyebrows for days and I just got these lamination done and I was like, this is fun. I've never done this. The outcome was the first day that I got it done, my eyebrows looked like crazy, but now I'm starting to like them. Okay, so point is, what can you do just to make your life feel more fun? If that's what you need to take initiative on, It's like, I just need to take initiative to fall in love with my life more. It's not about female friendships for me or a career for me. It's just like, I need to move into initiation season and take radical responsibility that you've got one shot here. And I want you to make it count because you deserve it, right? And like what I'm taking initiative on right now is my girlfriends, like my relationships. I'm really taking inventory on who I'm spending time with. I'm going on so many like speed dating, like coffee dates with people in Denver. I'm taking initiative on my health right now. I've talked a lot about this on the podcast recently where I was telling myself these BS stories of what my body's always going to look like. And I'm just like this and a conditional statement that wasn't serving me. So the initiative I took was like, I hired a trainer to be coming to our apartment and working out with us in the gym to make sure I show up. Like I had to take initiative rather than complaining about something over and over again and expecting different results from not doing anything different. Right. And, you know, like I said, Sina, you heard about this a little bit in last Thursday's episode, if you didn't go check it out, but he's applying this to his career, this initiation season. He is like going on coffee dates, scheduling happy hours. Like he's finding people in real estate groups. He's trying to gain more clarity and it's challenging, but it's also really inspiring. And I want to remind you of that because you taking initiative has a ripple effect beyond just you. It's somebody else that's watching you, that's inspired by you doing it and going for it. I can't even tell you how many people DM me when I talk on Instagram stories about how awkward it is that I'm like, bleh, bleh, I'm in my 30s. I'm going on a friend date. Here I am. I'm Keisha. I'm new here. Right? You just got to think about like, you feel this calling on your heart to take initiate something to grow in your life in some area. And it's not just about your own growth, but it's other people getting to watch you grow, seeing what's possible for them too. And you know, I picture us like we're girlfriends chatting, like I said, like spicy margaritas, but I actually want to hear what's going on in your world. So if this episode is resonating with you, you know, tag me on Instagram stories. I'm always so grateful for that because it helps me get the message out about the podcast. And also I can personally thank you, or you can just DM me or you can text me and just let me know what it is that you're taking, like you're taking more initiative on because I want to know what's going on in your world. And truly to wrap this up, we've got to raise the necessity to make our life here a fulfilling one. You listen into this podcast because you don't want good. You want great in the areas of your life that you deem are important. Your view of fulfillment and happiness and joy isn't actually going to look like anybody else's. But there's one universal truth. Waiting for the right time might have you waiting for forever. And I do not want you to be the woman who's got coulda, woulda, shouldas, regrets of if you would have gone for it. And long-term, if you're not feeling a little fire in your butt, how is you staying where you're at now, complaining about something that you can take radical responsibility on, impacting your health, your relationships, like your happiness, or robbing other people of the impact you might want to make on them? Because what lights a fire under my butt every freaking time I think about this is a hypothetical conversation with our future kids. And I'll be honest and say, I always think of a hypothetical conversation with our future daughter that is hopefully just like really weird like me. But, you know, of course, I'm going to be stoked if we have like triplet boys, although triplets out your hoo-ha. That's a lot. Okay. Anyways, I digress. My point is I take initiative because I think about this hypothetical conversation. I know that I'm going to crush it as a mom. Right? Of course, I'm going to struggle because duh. And we're going to talk all about it on the podcast. So don't worry. But I'm going to tell our kids that they can do anything they want in this world. And I want them to be able to look at me as living, breathing proof, to be able to look at me and be like, Mom, I know I can. I watched you. I want to model the behaviors of being a person who doesn't sit around waiting for the right time, but instead calls her freaking shot and takes initiative and does what she needs to do to build the life that she deserves. You deserve it too. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Remember, we're in this together, girl. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.